So yesterday was the 49th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and we know Friday they marched in Washington, D.C., tens of thousands of people, a lot of young people, in fact, but we're praying, we're walking, we're doing everything that we can to try to get this to go in the right direction. I decided, since I couldn't get out to Washington, that I was going to join them in prayer. And this was the first year I actually did a 40-hour fast. I started on Thursday night, and that would go then to yesterday at noon. Then it dawned on me that if anybody's done an extended fast like that, that when you start putting food back in your body, you have a little intestinal issues. So, and I had the 4 o'clock mass coming, and I'm going, I don't know. Didn't want to have to excuse myself. So I said, you know what, Packer games tonight, I'm going to extend my fast and let the extra hours go for the Packers. Now, I'm pretty much joking about that, right? And but, you know, I actually waited until the kickoff, and I had this spoonful of food right here, and they kicked off, and it went in my mouth, okay? And learned a valuable lesson. God doesn't answer prayers about victories in sporting events, all right? Nor should he. Can you imagine the direction that would go? They'd start having, like, you know, Eucharistic adoration out in front of Lambeau Field or something, you know, to get a win for the Packers. I mean, obviously, that would be horrible, you know, to be doing that. But here's what he does answer. You remember, it was it was 2019. And we found out that, actually it was in 2020, that we found out that the Packers were donating to Planned Parenthood. And we were horrified. And a lot of people decided not to watch the Packers. I decided, you know what, it's a good time to pray. I got that time in the afternoon when I would normally sit in front of the game, so I'm going to sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament instead. Look what happened. God does answer those prayers. Because all this woke stuff, you know, I mean, kneeling during the national anthem and all that nonsense that was going on, it ended. And we found out the next year when Packers reported who they're donating to, they're not only not donating to Planned Parenthood, now they're donating to pro-life organizations and parishes. So it's like, hooray. And then we saw our Aaron Rodgers, who was leading the wokeness during that time, becoming a warrior against woke. And so, you know, God answers those prayers. What are we talking about there? We're talking about conversion. It's probably the one he responds to the most. And I ask you to believe in that. And so here's what I did as well this past Friday while everybody was marching, is I got in front of the Blessed Sacrament. But I also plastered my wall with all my pictures of my family. They had given them to me for Christmas because I asked for them. And I'm praying intently for my family, and I'm praying for all you too, because we're going to take an important journey together. And so I spent that time in front of the Blessed Sacrament on Friday praying for an end to abortion first, and then my family second, and then our family here third, is in terms of, you know, we need to pray like we've never prayed before, okay? And I'm going to go back and remind us again. It was August 5th of 2019 that we found out, the report came out, the Pew Research report came out and said, you know what? We're down to just like 30% of Catholics that believe this is Jesus on the altar anymore. The real presence. It was shock, and I remember Bishop Barron, he was shocked, and he put like a video up about it, but we didn't hear hardly a peep from anyone else since then. I'm going, where's the bishops, where's anything? I mean, just Bishop Barron, maybe one or two others, I don't recall one or two others, it might have been, but that was it. And instead, they handed it into the Amazon Synod, where they used a part of the world to try to usher in the normalization of worshiping before idols. We were horrified. And as I did my research, I found out that was October 6th that they did that. Do you know what else happened on October 6th? In all likelihood, because as it was reported, all cell phone activity ended on October 7th, Feast of the Holy Rosary, meaning that some event happened in the Wuhan lab on October 6th. I always say God sometimes whispers, other times he shouts. And here we are, we've gone through 2 years. And we've seen narcissistic, evil elites use this to try to diminish us over the last 2 years. And we've been praying. And here's what's interesting. Do y'all remember? It was Corpus Christi 2020. And we said, we're going out. We're taking back those streets. Remember? We went out. Downtown, all boarded up, recently on fire. Most people called us idiots. Some didn't join us out of fear. But we took our Lord and we processed down those boarded up streets in downtown Madison shortly after the George Floyd incident. We're not going to allow this to happen. Those narcissistic evil elites were inciting these riots, encouraging them to do it. Our vice president was bailing them out of jail to get them back into the riots. This is what was going on, and we took our Lord out into the streets. And look what happened. Procession after procession after procession. Now, remember August 5th? 30%, where were the bishops? A year later, on a Corpus Christi, now 2021, the bishops announce, we're gonna do a Eucharistic revival. And you know how they're starting? On this year, Corpus Christi, and promoting the start to be all about Eucharistic processions. God's amazing. God's amazing. But brothers and sisters, we need to get close into God. Do you remember last summer? Heal our land, holy hours we called them. That comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. I brought with me 2 Chronicles 7:13, 14, and 15. And it goes like this. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people. And here's 7:14. If my people, who are called by name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. You know, that's what it means. We're not keeping Jesus over in the church. We're getting in front of him. We're adoring him. We're getting face to face. We're getting close in. If they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, I'm going to stop there. This is so cool. Corpus Christi is June 16th. What we're about to do, and we're going to announce it on the Feast of the Presentation, which is 2/2/22. What we're about to do is to get close in, face to face, as we've never gotten before. I've been preparing this for several months. We're starting at the beginning of Lent, and we're going until Pentecost in June, June 5th. All right? Which is just before we embark on a 3-year Eucharistic revival, like 11 days before. You know what else is happening in June? Let me reread this. If my people are called by name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, the Supreme Court is taking up the Mississippi case that will overturn Roe v. Wade, throwing it back to the states, where then states decide, if you want to be pro-abortion, we're not voting you into office. Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land. Here's 15. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor." We want that joy. We want that joy. We want the peace that comes even in times of trial. Yesterday, I got a bad habit. I walk, when Gracie's out in her pen, I walk out the front door and I walk around her pen to the sidewalk. Because if I walk through the pen, she's like, "Oh, it's Dad, oh, it's Dad," and she jumps all over me. I went down. These are very bruised right now. This is how I caught myself going down. I'm okay, a little sore. This is where you go, "Oh," right? "Oh." But I brushed myself off. And you know, that was at the end of my 40-hour fast. I could have got up and said, "That's how you reward me for me doing a 40-hour fast? Yeah, me fall down on the ice?" Of course I didn't do that. My dad used to say, "Old too soon, late too smart." Hopefully we're learning, right? Hopefully we're learning. I'm learning. You're gonna fall sometimes. It would have been so much fun the next 2-3 weeks, right? But the Packers are gonna lose and we're out of the championship. Let's move on. Let's see. We could be like this right now. "Oh, geez. It's not going the way I want it to." And frankly, isn't that what the culture's doing right now? Because they're disconnected from God. They're letting every Packer loss or fall on the ice ruin their lives. Because they're disconnected. But brothers and sisters, we're going to seek his face. We're going to humble ourselves. We're going to get as close in as we can possibly get. So we know that peace and we experience those miracles. I brought over an image. That's the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, a classic Michelangelo painting. I don't know if you can see it from there, but I'll describe it. You got God reaching out, stretching as far as he can go, supported by the angels to try to get as far out as he can. And there is man leaning back on his arm, his other arm kind of resting on his knee, and then his hand is like this. It's just limp. But God's stretching. If we're not careful, this is what Michelangelo's like was trying to convey, is that's probably us typically. "Oh, you know, I don't really have to work it. I don't have to give any effort. I don't really have to reach out to God because, you know what? He's God and he has to answer my prayers. And of course, he won't let me slip on the ice after 40 hours of fast." See? Or have a Packer loss. Of course, that's not what it's all about. God wants to be connected to us, so he's going as far as he can, but we have to just get that much closer. You see, it's just that much, it's not that much, but we're still disconnected. All we have to do is this, some effort, please, to come into God.
Not seeing our religion, our faith, as some kind of good luck charm. Oh, we better go to church, or I might slip on the ice if I don't. Bad things will happen if I don't go to church. There's no intimacy in that. There's no relationship in that. We need to be tight, close into God. So I'm going to get. As subtle as it might have been, I'm changing. Because what we're about to do during Lent, I've been test driving for you all since New Year's Eve, and I am changed. I always felt I was intimate with the Lord, but I felt like I maybe at times was undisciplined about that relationship. Maybe at times I took him for granted. Maybe at times I prayed when I got around to it. Where was the love in that? I said, no more. Lord, you've taught us a lot over this last 2 years. No idols. No dismissing that we're down to 30% that don't believe in the Eucharist anymore. Why? Because we made the Eucharist this. There was no seriousness about the Eucharist. They spent the 70s and 80s just stripping out any sense of the sacred so that we went from this to this. Not anymore. So, we've got a lot to pray for. June, the Supreme Court has to rule. We're in the 49th year. We'll hit 50 if they don't do this. 49 years under our watch. Because why? This is why. If you know what I mean. We got to do this. We got to do this. Then my eyes will be open. Then my ears will hear your prayer. Then I will heal your land. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.